My sons tore around outside the house the other day, squirt animals in hand, raining water upon each other, laughing so hard that I knew safety wasn't at the forefront of their minds. But I didn't watch over them at every minute from inside the house. Sure, I worried that one might take a tumble on the sidewalk, and I called to them to be careful. But I decided that they were old enough now, at 7 and 9, not to have a parent fretting visibly at a window, worried that the worst would happen. That sort of decision, of course, how much to watch over kids who just might hurt themselves, is made daily by parents across the country, by trusting parents who mean well, as well as those parents all too eager to dump responsibility for the child's welfare into the child's own lap. And in a few cases, most in the latter category we hope, courts get to decide whether the parent made the right choice. It's those latter cases that lead to child neglect charges, and in court, a second-guessing the parent sort of analysis. Second-guessing because there's no static definition for what the phrase child neglect means exactly. Sure, there's some helpful language in the Illinois statute. It's child neglect when a parent leaves a child 13 or younger without supervision for an unreasonable period of time without regard for the mental or physical health, safety, or welfare of the minor. But when you think about it, judges have a lot of discretion there. There's some additional guidance in the next paragraph. Several factors judges should consider in an Illinois child neglect case. How long was the child left unattended, and under what circumstances? How old was she? How many other kids were with her? What time of day or night was it? Did she have a number to call in an emergency? Was the house locked? Those sorts of questions tell you that boys running around a corner lot with squirt animals at a fast clip while a parent's inside the house isn't the sort of thing that lands a parent in jail for child neglect. No, the child neglect cases in Illinois are much, much closer to the sorts of facts you might imagine. Parents who are drug addicts or alcoholics, who leave their children with unsuitable babysitters for long periods of time. But the courts are left to make those child neglect calls in the end. As for the report last week, you have to go to Connecticut to find a child neglect case involving children on a roof. A neighbor called police after she saw 6 kids, not a 1 over 7, playing in the street and on a roof, the parents not around. The court, in the end, and there was much evidence of parental neglect and months of foster care, terminated all parental rights in staccato language that would send a chill up any parent's spine. The parental rights to Nelson and Angel are hereby terminated. The parental rights to Daniela are hereby terminated. And on and on. It's the outcome of that sort of case and others like it, then, that helps define child neglect in a particular jurisdiction more than any set of words in a statute. And they're the facts that make you realize your own kids, and I confess there was an unwitnessed scraped knee that squirt animal day, have it pretty darn good. I'm Amy.